Boom! What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Startup University Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Monroe, and today I've got a deep one for you guys, so I'm going to cue the intro and we're going to get right into it. I've spent the last 3 years learning from the most successful entrepreneurs on how they were able to create a breakthrough online startup. Now, as a student at Stanford University, I'm taking the plunge into the online startup world. The real question is, how will I do it while being a full-time student athlete at one of the most competitive institutions in the world? This podcast will give you the answer. Join me and follow along as I share mine and other stories on how we are going against the status quo and building our own online startup empires. My name is Andrew Monroe, and this is Startup University. So, what I want to talk about today has to do with longevity. Now, it's very hard to think about longevity, especially when you're someone who's like my age, or you're just like, you're a teenager, you're in your early 20s, maybe even late 20s. Like, I haven't gotten there yet, but I've definitely heard of people struggling with thinking about longevity. And particularly what I want to talk about in regards to longevity is, you know, I want to create something for myself that is long-term. You know, a lot of, like, sometimes in this entrepreneurship world, especially this online entrepreneurship world, we get caught up in short-term gratification. You know, like, we want to create a business that happens now. We want to create a business that is successful now. Like, we want the nice cars now. We want the nice house now. It all has to happen now. But it's extremely important to remember this one principle that I learned from a couple of my mentors. I think I heard it first from Andy Frizzella. He said that you overestimate what you can do in 5 years, and you underestimate what you can do. Oh, I just completely butchered that. I'm so sorry, guys. He said you overestimate what you can do in 5 months, but you underestimate what you can do in 5 years. So if I look at myself, I look at my entrepreneurial journey. When I started out, I wanted to be a millionaire like within a year. Back when I was 17 years old, I was like, I'm going to be a millionaire by 18. And I wasn't making money in the first couple months. I was like, well, there's no way that's going to happen. And then I would just take breaks. I wouldn't take it very seriously. I'd treat it as a hobby. I would do everything that you shouldn't do when you're trying to build a business. But if I look back on it, it's been 3 years since I started my entrepreneurial journey. And even though I haven't had much return financially, I am a completely different person. I've made all the progress in the world. If you were to talk to me 3 years ago and ask, you know, break down a lead magnet for me, or, you know, break down a break-even funnel, or like tell them, like, you're now working with a startup that's making almost six figures every single month, you know, stuff like that. Like, that would be absolutely insane to me. And that's one of the reasons why I decided to help out Investment Fund Secrets and join the team and help build that startup, is because, you know, that is, they are on their way to becoming a category king in the investment fund world. IFS, Investment Fund Secrets, is going to be like the Russell Brunson, like the ClickFunnels of sales funnels. Like, it's going to be the category king, the kingpins of the investment fund world. That's why I wanted to be a part of it, because I wanted to be a part of something long term and that's special. You know, this company is going to continue to grow, and I want to continue to help as much as I can and provide as much value so that I can grow with it and also contribute to their cause, because I think it's really cool. I think, you know, encouraging people to start investment funds, it's like a new vehicle that I haven't really heard. And, you know, attracting younger people especially, it's like, no one ever thinks that you can start an investment fund when you're 22, 23 years old, but people are doing it every single day. And there's so many ways you can go with this IFS business long-term. You know, it opens up the potential to like masterminds. It opens up the potential to hosting events. It opens up the potential to, you know, creating software for fund managers. Like, it's just, the options are infinite, and those are the things I think about when opportunities are presented to me. And yes, I did not start this business, but if I can help it grow, that is going to help me in every endeavor for the rest of my life, whether it's me working for someone or me starting my own business. You know, just because you are not running a business at that time does not mean you're an entrepreneur. I'm still extremely passionate about entrepreneurship, and I hold all the principles that I still held before I decided to join the IFS team. And I'm still building my brand on the side, you know, building the Breakthrough Online Startup Legends Vault with all the interviews, you know, building my podcast, building my Instagram. I'm still building all of these channels, but I'm really going to dedicate a lot of my time to IFS because I think this is a very special opportunity. And I'm going to better myself as a marketer, better myself as a people manager. I'm going to learn a bunch of things I didn't know. And I'm going to learn how to, you know, grow a business that is making a frick ton of money. I hate to say frick because it's childish, but I was about to drop an F-bomb and I just don't want to do that because that seems to always come back to me. It's making a lot of money. A lot of money. And it's growing fast and it's growing rapidly, and it's nice to see what it's like to get a lot of revenue very fast and just learn how to learn the works, like the insides of a business like that. And that just got me thinking, you know, so I create this Breakthrough Online Startup Legends Vault, and people get into it, people are buying it, and, you know, I make a couple $100,000 off of it. You know, maybe I switch over to payment plan so it's more of a long-term business. But like this specific product is not my end game. Like, this does not have long-term value. Like, this isn't going to give me generational wealth. This isn't going to make me, you know, 50 million, 100 million, like 200 million. This is not going to do that. So I've just been thinking, like, I love it. I'm passionate about it because I get to learn in the process, and I love sharing this information with people because, like, you know, there's so much misinformation surrounding the internet. Like, it's nice to, like, provide this product to people so that they can learn from people that have actually done what they say that they have done, you know? Like, it's very relieving to do that, and I feel like I'm actually bringing value to the market. But, you know, this isn't what I want to do long term. Like, maybe this brand is what's going to be my long term business, like the Breakthrough Startup. You know, I don't, maybe it's Startup University. Like, last night I couldn't sleep when I was in my bed because I was thinking about everything I wanted to do. You know, I want to write a book. I want to release it when I graduate. Like, the second I graduate, I want to announce that my book is going live in a month and, like, start pre-selling it and build this campaign for the month before it releases. And I was just trying to, like, debate, like, do I want to do, like, a free plus shipping offer, or do I want to just do a hard sell at, like, $17.95 to, you know, make money? And I was just like, this is 2 years away. Why am I thinking about this right now as I'm trying to go to bed? And I stayed up all night tossing and turning, and I was thinking about, you know, different ideas I wanted to do with Breakthrough Online Startup, like, different ideas I wanted to do with Investment Fund Secrets, just thinking about where I wanted to go in my life. And, you know, I listened to a podcast by Andy Frizzella also. I talk about him a lot, as you guys know, but I was listening to a podcast by him last night at the gym, and he just talked about, you know, he was talking to one of his friends that's an entrepreneur who's like 25 years old, who was absolutely killing it, but he kept saying, like, yeah, there's other people that are my age that are, like, they have way nicer cars than me, they have way nicer houses, like, they're traveling the world, they have private jets, like, they're doing so much better than me, and I don't know what I'm doing wrong. And he made the point that, like, this is one of the biggest misconceptions of entrepreneurship ever. You know, people want short-term gratification, they want short-term dopamine hits. You know, it's always super sexy when you figure out, like, oh, someone made X amount of money in, like, a month, or someone made X amount of money in 2 days. Like, it sounds nice, but that's never really what happened. You know, it's usually years in the making. You know, my friend Mason Vrains, like, their business made 130 grand in 3 days, but it wasn't just like a 3 day startup. You know, this business has been in the works for like 4 years, you know, testing different vehicles, testing different markets, testing different products, but it's been 4 years in the making. You know, Dan Henry, he made like 100 grand in 30 days, but it wasn't just 30 days. Like, he had so many failed businesses before that, that he learned from all of his mistakes and finally was able to create this business. And everyone's like, oh, he made $1 million or $100,000 so fast, but it really was not that fast. And I've just been thinking, like, what can I do in the future, or even now, to start building my long-term, like, generational wealth? Like, what's going to be the thing that's, like, my end game? And I was like, well, you know, I want to start investing into real estate. You know, I want to invest in the stock market. I want to, like, buy businesses and sell businesses. I want to invest in the businesses, you know? Like, those are all things that have longevity. But also, like, I want to be a speaker, you know, I want to be like a coach. I want to help people that were in my position when I was younger. Like, I want to create nonprofits for, you know, widowed moms who are like single moms raising kids. And I want to make, you know, I want to donate to like a bunch of different foundations. Like, I want to help cure Alzheimer's. Like, there's so much stuff I want to do, and it's not going to happen from this breakthrough online startup Legends Vault. But I think right now, I this is my calling right now. Because of the situation I'm in, you know, being a full-time student athlete, I'm called to do this to bring as much value to the market as I can until those constraints are, you know, released and I'm no longer in the position that I am. And that's also another reason why I decided to join the IFS team, is because, like, it gives me consistent income while I'm in college, so I can put that income into my businesses, and I can put that income into, you know, ad spend and stuff, and I can invest in myself. And also, it just gives me, like, when I graduate and say I'm not ready to fully commit on entrepreneurship, like, I'm hoping to be pretty high up on the IFS team. And I don't want to, like, just make this a short-term thing. Like, I want to be involved in this until it's done, until we exit. Like, that's the plan. Like, there's the plan, the vision is to have a big exit with this, like, years down the road. Which exits are where people actually, that's where you make real money, you know? That's where there's like $100 million buyouts and everybody is just a cash cow now. So that's just been on my mind, you know, how can I plan to create longevity for my wealth, for my business? Like, I don't want to just be a burnout, you know? I don't want to be wealthy in my 20s and then broke in my 30s just because I couldn't make it last, which I think a lot of people are on their way to doing, you know? The first thing people do when they make a lot of money is like buy a car, you know, buy a new house, and they're financing it. Like, they can't afford to pay it all in cash. Like, they're still living paycheck by paycheck, which is like the reason we get out of like the rat race working a 9-to-5 is because we want to stop living paycheck to paycheck. But people will, you know, make a lot of money and then they'll go like put a payment down on a McLaren or a Lamborghini, and they have to live paycheck to paycheck because it's so expensive to pay for that car. And the same thing goes for the house, or they travel a lot, you know, they're spending all their money. You know, I want to, like, I honestly think if I was making six figures right now, or like I'm making $1 million when I'm out of college, like, I think I'll buy a tiny ass house and drive my Subaru Forester for as long as I can, because do you know how much that advances you forward? Like, you will save so much money, and it'll make you such a humbler, is that even a word? It'll make you so much more humble than if you were just to go and cash out on this really nice house, but you have to finance it and you're still living paycheck to paycheck. And that just creates like the same financial problems you had when you were working a 9-to-5, but now they're just amplified. Like, instead of making like 10 grand a month and that's tough, you're now making like 100 grand a month, but all of your, you know, all your liabilities in your life are still taking away like 75% of that money. So it's like, it's the same amount of money. Like, you aren't, just because the more money is coming in, you're still struggling with the same financial issues. So I'm going to start being cognizant of, you know, what can I do to ensure that I can set up like myself for the rest of my life, and also, you know, create generational wealth for those that come after me. That's what's been on my mind. Thank you guys so much for listening. I know this was a pretty deep one. Like always, make sure you go check out the description. Give me a follow on Instagram. I'd love to connect with you guys. Also, go and rate this podcast, please. It would mean the world to me. You guys are the best. I've been connecting with some of you, and just seeing your reviews are really making me feel good about what I'm doing. And so if you go drop a review, write a review, whatever people say these days. I really appreciate it, and I'll talk to you guys next time. Peace.